T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker says he will sign the new clean energy bill into law. It's designed to eventually eliminate the production of electricity with fossil fuels. More this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The bill approved by the Illinois Senate yesterday would require coal-fired electric plants to be carbon-free in the next 24 years and would offer subsidies to convert those plants to solar or energy storage facilities. There'd also be a goal of having at least 1 million electric vehicles on Illinois roads by 2030. And starting next year, the state would offer $4,000 rebates to people who buy electric vehicles in the Chicago area. The measure would provide more than $690 million in subsidies to keep open 3 nuclear power plants, and the cost of electricity would go up $3 to $15 a month by various estimates. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A rally was held on the northwest side last night demanding the resignation of Alderman James Gardner. More from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
No, hey, hey, ho, ho, Gardner has got to go.
45th Ward residents outside Gardner's office calling him a liar, a stalker, a misogynist, and accusing him of intimidation, homophobia, and abuse. Stephanie Livingston spoke to CBS 2.
I'm raising 3 boys. I don't want them to think that this is okay. It's absolutely not okay.
What do we want?
Resignation.
What do we want?
Now.
This after a series of leaked messages from the freshman alderman to a former staffer using slurs and expletives to describe a gay alderman and women and plotting revenge against those who opposed him. The Tribune reports Gardner's conduct is being investigated by the FBI.
It is 7:12. The boil order in southwest suburban Plainfield is now over. Authorities report E. coli had been found in the community's water supply last week, but further testing found no trace of the bacteria, so the boil order was lifted last night in Plainfield. And now from the DuckDuckGo privacy desk, it's Chicago Bear coach Matt Nagy and our Josh Liss.
Hi, an opening night loss in L.A. may still sting, but the Bears need to refocus with their home opener against the Bengals coming Sunday. Matt Nagy joins us live, and Matt, Pat Cassidy's hanging around here too. You know, he doesn't just lob in easy questions like Jeff Joniak. No, I'm kidding. It's nice to be speaking with you again. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. See, your spirit's sounding back up. I know we heard you on Monday night's Bears Coaches Show, and imagine turning the page to Cincinnati is the priority. But the plan that's got every Bears fan most intrigued is your plan to use 2 quarterbacks again. Do we call it a 2-QB system? How should we understand your plan for Andy Dalton and Justin Fields at this point?
Yeah, no, I think, when you look back at that game and some of the ways that we're able to use Justin, we know that, you know, what he can do to defenses and how defenses really throughout the week have to prepare for that. So it takes time out of their schedule, and that's a positive for us. Those guys both did a great job last week of trying to help us out in different ways, and I think you could see it was productive with Justin getting in there in the red zone and scoring a touchdown for us, and Andy being productive with, you know, a lot of completions and trying to move the offense up and down the field.
Hey, Coach, it was just one game. You'll get them this Sunday. All I have is the fan perspective about Eddie Jackson. Once a fan favorite, I love the guy. Yeah, he was a fan favorite. But you know what? He's named to the Pro Bowl, gets a big contract, and it seems like Eddie Jackson hasn't played as well ever since. Is it fair for fans to make that connection between the big contract and the way he's been playing?
No, that wouldn't be fair. I think, you know, Eddie had that tough play there where I know he's frustrated that, you know, we didn't touch the guy down on the big play. But You know, Eddie's a guy that puts in so much hard work after practice. He cares so much about it in the team meeting rooms and out of practice, on the field, on game day. He's very vocal. He cares immensely about this team, his teammates, the city, the fans, everybody. And so I don't think that would be fair. You know, the good thing about football is you get the next week to come back and make plays. And I know he's going to do that. I got a lot of trust and belief in him. And, you know, he's a heck of a player for a reason.
Yeah, I know there are a few moments here with the coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy, Eddie Jackson, and the guys will be facing 24-year-old Joe Burrow and the Bengals, presenting a lot of challenges. On your side of the offensive line, you've got injuries to a couple of guys. How do you see the left tackle situation playing out this week, Coach? Do you prefer to lock in a starter on practice day one tomorrow, or are you okay with it being a game-time decision? How's it going to play out?
Yeah, well, it's going to play out based off of their health and just kind of see where they're at day-to-day. And you know, that's a part of football with them getting injured and another guy stepping in, and we'll have to be prepared for all different situations, regardless really of when it is. But this Cincinnati team that we're about to face is much improved. You can see they had a big win in overtime against Minnesota. Joe Burrow is a heck of a quarterback. I got a lot of respect for them, and they're going to come here ready to play. So we got to bring our A game, and we're excited to get out there in front of our home fans.
Yeah, and you'll have that true home field advantage again. Appreciate the time this morning. Good luck getting ready.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care, man.
Yeah, thank you. Matt Nagy back again for another season with us here on WBBM. And he's going to check in next Monday morning to recap the Bengals game at 7:15.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.